This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tonight, wherever you are, because we know where we're going to be. We're going to be sitting in these chairs in front of microphones, anxiously awaiting your phone calls at 855-450-3733, or reach us over Discord, discord.lrn.fm. Load up a little client, get your good microphone and your good speakers, and you're going to sound just like you are here in the studio with us, and we're going to give that a try right now. Bad Slave, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
I can. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, and a welcome, Bob. We haven't been introduced, I don't think, but... you guys are married, you and Melanie, right?
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. I did not want anyone to get the impression that Bob and I were married. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yes. Well,
so we're just friends.
And congratulations on your marriage and anything else you may have going on.
Well, we have a kid coming up in August.
That's a big deal.
Yes. Yeah. My son was born in August, by the way.
Awesome.
On the
20th. Most people 25th. Are.
And I'll say 1/12 of the population on average was.
I had people, some more friends. Than every other.
Anyway, to get to the call, the 25th Amendment thing is just a joke. I think that the Democrats and the progressives and the leftists and the liberals and the whatever they want to call themselves, are watching Trump actually, kind of blow the doors off of, getting stuff for their base done. Not for my base. My base would, have more like Adam Kokesh jumping in there and shutting down the federal government. But I guess that's probably a little too much to wish for. And anyway, so I see what's going on, and, we're about to take care of the problem that's been plaguing us and
What problem?
For 50 years
and
Korea they're dealing with all kinds of, probably bad trade deals. He probably knows what he's talking about there. I'm not sure about all that, but the economy certainly seems to, and the stock market seems to be doing quite well.
Well, I got a question for you. Since when is how well the stock market is doing been a reliable indicator of how good the economy is?
Well, it's not. I mean, the economy is actually, crap, and I get that. I get that. Okay. But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that these, Democrats they're hating the fact that Trump is actually doing well. And I think his numbers are going to continue to improve, and in spite of I think, a whole bunch of monkey wrenching that's been going on in the background, not only by Democrats, but by Republicans that don't get along with Trump. And they don't want Trump's success any more than anybody else.
So we could look at some numbers and we can put this in a little bit of perspective. His approval rating is somewhere around 43%. according to Real Clear Politics. That's a they pull a whole bunch of different sites. They keep an eye on these. It's recently taken a bit of a upturn. It looks like since the State of the Union. But you know, will that hold through the next circus? I don't know. Will you argue that your argument is that he's done a good job?
Well, no, that he appears to be doing a better job than Obama, than Bush W, than even Clinton. I don't know. I mean, I think that going with a $22 trillion debt, is crazy. But I think the debt is a purely manufactured thing by the Federal Reserve and everything else.
Well, I mean, of course, the real solution to the debt is, I mean, most of it's owed to the Federal Reserve and whatnot. We could just, like, repudiate most of it, and, like, really, it's the politicians' debt, so we can just sell them off to pay what's left of it.
It's really not even necessarily the politicians' debt. The solution to the national debt is to take Jerome Powell and commit crimes against him.
The other alternative, we all need to embrace. Can you turn down, do you have a speaker going on in the background? I'm hearing a little bit of feedback. But under modern monetary policy, which is the new buzzword, this is basically, it takes Keynesian economics that says debts are okay, debts are good, and says, but we still have to have some respect for economics. And it throws away that whole respect for economics out the window and just says, call it what it is. Printed money is printed money, so you should just be able to print as much as you want. There will be zero inflation. Because it is what it is. It's money's a tool to be to fuel the economy, and that's all you need to do.
Well, and that's the inherent problem with Keynesianism and right wing Keynesianism. The Chicago school is like they like treat money as they just, oh well, there's numbers. Numbers mean good. Well, of course, that's not really what it's about. It's about human satisfaction,
right? And there's a whole line of issues that come along with the, quote, modern monetary policy. Bad Slave, thank you for your call. We should really talk about that at some point, because I'm really interested in your guys' opinion on this idea of modern monetary policy. This is being espoused most notably by AOC Alexandria. What is the AO?
Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm just so used to saying AOC. Yeah. I follow her on.
A lot easier than those stupid hyphenated names.
I follow her on Twitter to remind myself to follow more Austrian economists on Twitter, which is really what it comes.
I like to keep a philosophically diverse group of people just to kind of keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, and For me, she is an open socialist. Really is as far to the left as I can seem to find. And like I said, I agree with you. You have to follow a diverse group of people. But in the interest,
we don't have to. I just like to.
I do too. But I also feel that I don't want to put myself in this.
Have something to laugh at every once in a while.
Well, there is the humor aspect to it too. But I also don't want to be caught in my own echo chamber where I'm just listening to people that all agree with my points of view, even though my points of view are absolutely correct. But, Melanie, you brought in a story that we felt was compelling. Can you give us a headline?
I can give you the headline when I pull it up, but it's about telling children that they can't... Okay, here it is. Schools tell girls they can't say no when asked to dance, because inclusivity.
See, now, where was this when I was a nervous junior high boy?
You don't want that in your memory.
I think I don't know. At certain points in my lifetime, I think I really would have appreciated that sort of law.
Yeah, but now you don't want it.
Yeah,
of course. Now you don't want that to have been a thing.
They are really trying to sell me on this. 855, 453.
How horrible would you feel, like, growing up and then realizing, oh, they only danced with me because they were Fort Steele? That's so creepy.
That is a little on the rapey side of things, but we're going to discuss that. What are your opinions? 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You, wherever you are, we are here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.fm, and you'll sound like you are sitting here in the studio with us. And the us in studio is myself, Chris.
Bob.
And Melanie.
And Melanie, you're bringing in a story that I think alternatively some people in their lives would have really supported a law like this, and some people would think is horrific. I'm thinking we're going to come down on the side of horrific. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, just a little.
All right. So tell us about it.
To be fair, I think everything that public schools do is horrific.
Yeah,
no argument there.
Including exist. So yeah. There's a school in Utah. I don't know if you want me to read the whole thing or not, but there's a school in Utah who has banned saying no when girls are asked to dance because it's exclusionary to people who would be told no.
Okay. So basically, if a boy asks a girl to dance, she, under this proposal, is this a proposal? Is this a school?
It's not a policy? Law, but it's a school policy.
Policy says that girls, you can no longer say no when a boy asks you to dance. I've got to wonder how many times this principal was told no at dances when he was in school.
Yeah, and these are, so if that's preteen girls, so I don't know if that's middle school, or I think that would make it middle school.
I think so.
So it's kind of creepy they have dances in the first place, but they apparently have mandatory dances.
Mandatory. So you have to.
Well, I don't know that you have to go to the dance, but if you're there, you can't say no.
You can't say no. Okay.
And the parents, because they're not completely psychotic, only mostly psychotic, are complaining about this.
Yeah.
Understandably. I mean, so,
frankly, given that principle, I mean, statistically, this is a huge problem in public schools, but it's certainly setting off my pedo alert.
Right, right. So again, I mean, what do you think? 855-450-3733. Should girls be required to dance with whoever asks them to dance? This is such a silly thing. I mean, who came up with this? Do we have any
the principal?
Somebody who doesn't believe in self-ownership.
Obviously not.
I mean, most people don't believe in self-ownership. They just don't quite take it to its logical conclusion.
Yeah.
No kidding. But do they have any details on this? Is there a name of the town, or?
It just says a Utah elementary school.
Elementary school?
What? Oh, what? Yeah, definitely. Yes, guys, definitely a pedo.
So, yeah, but some elementary schools go to, like, eighth grade.
Maybe. I don't know. Different parts of the country I've been in, where I grew up, it was referred to as junior high was grades 6 through 8. And different areas, it was middle school. And sometimes there was, you know, plus a year. Sometimes it was 7 to 8, 7 to 9. I don't know. High school's usually 9 to 12. I get that part. But what school was having dances in elementary school? I think like K through 5, maybe.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a while ago, so I mean, I'm sure they just keep pushing it back and pushing it back.
Is this another age thing you're bringing up with me, Melanie? Are you
well, you're not. Yes, I'm insinuating that you're not 13 years old.
I feel 13.
I mean,
there was that creepy dude that did that too, and yeah, no.
Yeah, I just cannot envision requiring someone who clearly does not want to dance with someone else
right.
to have to dance with someone else.
Yeah.
This is so far removed from my worldview.
It's basic freedom of association.
Right.
I mean, they've been doing it with friends for a long time. You have to be friends with everybody, and you can't exclude people from being your friends. And if you have a birthday party, you have to invite all 40 people in the class.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
this is just the next step.
I remember trying to pull that one with my parents, and they were like, no,
yeah,
we're not paying for
it. I mean, public schools have always been commie hellholes. I mean, there is that the classic, oh, did you bring enough for everybody bullcrap? Like,
right.
No, I mean, it's always been
the
like
people
that.
I have on my friends list who have young kids in school, the school refers to students about each other as friends. So regardless of the relationship between these kids, instead of saying a student, they'll say so-and-so's friends, like so-and-so being your kid.
Right.
I mean, that would make sense if it were a private Quaker school.
Right.
But that's not it. Like
well, that. Even that's creepy, but...
We do have a caller who wants to talk about bad rules. David in New Mexico, watching us on YouTube, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, were you talking about Rod Rosenstein and Melissa Schwartz earlier?
You're breaking up just a little bit.
Yeah, if it sounds like I'm calling you from inside a tin can, it's because I am. The volume is so low on the phone hold that if I put the phone in the can, it amplifies it and I can hear you better.
Well, you're better now.
Anyway, yeah, Rod Rosenstein, Melissa Schwartz.
Yes.
And Melanie said, bad rules. That's right, bad does rule. And I agree with you. I've said that for years myself, that the reason that our country is messed up, and I use the word messed because I can't use another word, is because the game has been rigged against you in the form of the rules. And they're beating you by playing you with these rules, and they're going to continue to beat you and beat you and beat you, and you'll never defeat your government, the powers that be, until you change the rules. And
you
and
think
I,
they're
I
just trying to beat us them. Beat us down to the point where we just quit even objecting? That's how it seems to me.
Yeah. Well, that is.
Yeah, I don't really know what their methods are that they're devising and trying to implement.
Well, how about their end game? What's the end game?
Yeah, that's the point. The end game is the same end game in all true humans. Is they want to dominate everything that they can possibly dominate. Every human has that natural instinct, and some act on it more than other people. Some people are able to control themselves, but there are enough psychopaths out there that, I've said this before, if it's possible to do it, you know, for instance, the old thing about ruling the world, it's kind of a joke, like nobody could possibly rule the world, but if there's the slightest chance that somebody or some group of somebodies could control the world, there are psychopaths out there that will dedicate their lives to it and every resource they can possibly muster to attempt to rule the world. And so, yeah, you know, by definition, out of that, by definition, that means that there are people that are trying to rule the world, and whether it's the city, the county, the state, the nation, or the world, I guarantee you that there are psychopaths that, and you're not going to disagree with me if I've been listening to you correctly for the last how many years, there are psychopaths that are going to try. And because they've over the 200 years that the country has been in existence, and the millions of years or hundreds of thousands of years that human society has been in existence, the same thing has been going on, and they've been slowly perfecting it and tightening the noose and screwing down the vice on your private parts, you know, for the...
David, thanks for the call. Yeah, no argument there that the government, the more intrusive it gets, the more intrusive it wants, the more power it gets, the more power it wants. The question is that what you want? It's not what I want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Miami in front of a friendly crowd at Florida International University, many shouting USA, USA. The president speaking about the situation in Venezuela.
Socialism has so completely ravaged this great country that even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on.
In other news, police in Chicago now say actor Jesse Smollett orchestrated a hate crime against himself. He reportedly hires two men to stage it. California Senator Democrat Kamala Harris, asked by a reporter about her tweet, claiming the Smollett attack was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Which tweet? What tweet?
Saying that it is a modern-day lynching.
Sorry.
Jesse Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. Eagerly awaiting your phone calls. We've been talking about the 25th Amendment. We've been talking about overuse of executive power. We've had some callers call in and talk about psychopathic politicians. We've had callers talk about cigarette taxes. That's what I like about the show. You can call. You can bring up any subject you like. And we will discuss it as long as you recognize the fact that we are regulated by the FCC and you cannot use bad words.
Speaking of violations of the Constitution.
And there you go. But right now I did want to go, and not only can you call 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733 to talk to us, you can also hit us up on Discord. Discord allows you at discord.lrn.fm to connect directly over the internets to the show, and you are going to sound great. But we're going to give it a try right now, and let's go to E. Greg. E. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me? E. Greg, hold on. Let me see if we're getting through here or not. While I'm checking into that, we'll go ahead and I'm going to put that on hold, and we're going to try again at the next break. But before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about this idea that students should be forced, or more importantly, girls should be forced to have to dance with boys if they ask them at a high school dance. this to me was a rite of passage. This to me was my first exposure to the idea that, dude, she might not like you. You know what I mean? And it was also a learning experience that just because, you know, Sarah or Elizabeth didn't dance with you, it wasn't the end of the world. So what kind of a message does that send to kids that if you ask someone to dance, they have to dance with you?
Well, that is a fair point. Like, it probably will lead to more entitled attitudes like, oh, well, you're not going to sleep with me. Well, you better.
Right, right, because you can't say no. And I for the life of me, I cannot understand where something like this comes from. But it certainly did come. And this is a policy, from what we know about the story, a grade school has this policy somewhere in Utah that says if a girl asks you to dance, then you are required by law to dance with her.
It does seem a little weird that it's coming out of Utah.
Does it?
Well, with their reasoning, yes. With their reasoning of inclusivity and given the general makeup of Utah being very, very highly LDS.
Right, right. And this does not seem to be in line with that kind of thinking at all. Certainly not in line with my kind of thinking. We're going to try going to the Discord again, and we're going to try E. Greg again. E. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Excellent. Very good. Thank you. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
All right. I actually called in on the phone. I'm going to hang up here. Hey, everybody. Good evening. So I just wanted to ask somewhat of a funny question. The public stock market is basically people owning stocks. The public is owning the stocks, right?
Correct.
And I kind of asked this before, but I just wanted to ask if collective ownership of the means of production sounds a lot like the collective ownership of corporations.
Well, there's a difference between collective ownership and co-ownership.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge difference.
Okay.
So
what, can we get into that? What is the difference between those two?
Sure. If I own, let's say in a socialist setting, I own the means of production. That means that I personally can control the means of production. I can say how many workers I'm going to put on this assembly line and how many products we're going to ship and things like that. With collective ownership, the difference is huge because that's saying that I don't have to amass so much wealth that I actually control the means of production. I want to take a bet. I'm going to say that by investing some amount of money, and it can be a really small amount, say it's $100, that $100 is going to yield a more of a return invested in this company than if it's not invested in that company. So it's certainly a question of scale, which is why controlling the means of production in a socialist sense really becomes cost prohibitive.
Right. Well, hold on. I didn't get the difference. In one sense, you've got a company, a large corporation like Amazon.
Yeah. Let's say Amazon. And I want to buy, I have no idea. Let's say shares are $100. I know they're much more than that. But say it's $100 a share today, and I want to buy 5 shares, so I have $500 invested in Amazon. Now, if I tried to duplicate what Amazon did and control the means of production for $500, I certainly could not do that.
Right. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that the shareholders then vote in a democratic way to
elect
the board.
Yeah, no, that's not how that works.
So go ahead, explain.
So first of all, nobody who's just like buying stock on AIG or whatever owns a controlling interest in Amazon or anything else.
You can. You can.
No, you can't.
They're not going to make.
Well, that's
because
true.
It's
because
it's not for
those,
sale, so no, you can't.
Yes. Right. Not enough shares are available to get a controlling interest.
Yes.
Right.
So you, that means you can't. So with co-ownership, me and one other person or 5 other people or 10,000 other people decide, hey, we're going to buy this thing and we agree to be X percent share owners. With common ownership?
Collective ownership.
Sure. Everybody owns it, whether they want to be responsible for it or not, whether they invested anything in it or not, whether they want to own property with each other or not. So, yeah, if you... Okay. And first of all, stock is not the greatest system. It's kind of a collateral consequence of corporations, which are creatures of government and therefore not a good thing.
Does that make sense?
I guess I... Yeah, the corporation. I just wanted to explore what is a corporation. I mean, it sounds like...
It's a business that has special immunities from liability granted by the state. That's what a corporation is.
When it comes right down to it, that's where the difference lies between just a partnership or a collective ownership of some organization.
Right.
But once you introduce, you know, state regulation and state issues, then it becomes something much more than it was. So a lot of right now corporations in general, you know, well, look at all the benefits they get. Well, those are all benefits from government. I'm not saying I agree with those.
I'm not a big fan. Like, Amazon was going to get $3 billion of taxpayer money.
Yeah. Why
get
should
into
they?
New York City. You know, I'm not a big fan of that. I think the taxpayers could have spent their own money the way they wanted to hire people. So I'm totally in agreement.
Right. Okay. How about when people vote in representatives that choose to offer Amazon $5 billion or whatever number it happened to be to come create jobs in their state?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. When people start to create these corporations or organizations of any kind, you know, what happens if, let's say, I create a company, there's no state, and then, you know, I just leave, or somebody creates a company, passes away. What happens to all the bank accounts in that bank? What happens to all the accounts of that website? Like, what happens when that happens?
Okay, so first of all, in the absence of the state, people would have to be prepared for that, and they would foresee it because there would be no fictitious entity or state to protect them when that happened.
And nobody's going to leave these things for chance if they're worth money.
Yeah, so you can still have wills, you can still have successors, you can still have stuff set up, but if you're taking on liabilities and getting the rewards, you're the one who's going to carry the risk in the absence of the state.
Yep. So like that guy who died and had the cryptocurrency exchange, all the money went with that guy. Like, is that...
Yeah, that was poor management. And now...
Exchanges are stupid also.
And if there's nothing set up, then, I mean, property can be abandoned and thus rehomesteaded.
Thanks for your call. 855... 450-3733.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this,
or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Here to hear from you. In our last segment, so if you call right now, your call may get through. If not, give us a call tomorrow night, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And our last caller was through Discord, and they brought up it was a topic. They were talking about how ownership of stock is or is not really just an controlling the means of production.
Well, it's not controlling the means of production because you don't control anything.
Exactly.
The board of directors does.
Right.
There have been instances where a company gave up majority stockholdership just kind of by accident.
Right.
But then those are bought by another large corporation. They're not bought by some guy down the street.
Sure. But in that conversation, he also brought up the case of Quadriga, which was a cryptocurrency exchange that lost $135 million because the owner died.
Yeah.
At least that's the story, and we're going to discuss that.
And so I think that there's a couple of issues there. I understand his concern, and it's not an invalid concern. So, first of all, exchanges are kind of byproducts of the state. You don't really... Because in the absence of the state, you could just hold your own keys and trade with whoever you want and not have to worry about any of the paperwork.
Right. And to be clear about that, here's how, and when we talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, there's a basic way that you control that wealth, that money, and that's through public key encryption. Every Bitcoin wallet has a public key, which anybody can send money to. And you can expose that address to anybody because you want people to send you money.
Unless you have black market income in it, then maybe don't do that.
That's not tax advice, but it's good advice.
No, it's legal advice.
It's legal advice. The other half of that, in addition to private public keys, are the private keys. And if you possess the private keys, this is, I'm going to say, highly, highly unlikely that anyone will ever be able to access your money. They can't steal it. They can't spend it. But the problem is that puts all the responsibility on you to safeguard those in a way that makes your money safe.
Yeah, so it's exchanges, especially crypto exchanges, are something that the government kind of made feasible. And then the private market mismanaged this exchange. That is what happened. So it's kind of both of their faults.
Would you say, I disagree a little bit in the sense that government didn't make cryptocurrency exchanges when they first came out. The market made cryptocurrency.
Okay, but there is absolutely no reason to have an exchange in the absence of the state. You just have your own wallet, and you can go online and trade with whoever.
Oh, yeah, there is a reason. The reason is that I may not know enough people. This is exchanges.
But websites exist, and in the absence of the state, I can have tradecrypto.com,
right.
And we can trade with individuals all day long.
We can exchange? Is that what you're saying?
That's not an exchange.
Yeah, but right. The exchanges are holding the currencies.
I understand the semantic difference, but what exchanges do provide are a marketplace to offer things for sale. In other words, my cryptocurrency, and those are either bid up or bid down, and I can buy high or sell low and things like that. Those are
right, but nobody considers Craigslist to be an exchange because not what we know the word exchange to mean.
I understand, and those are places that we sell in the exchange of goods. But what I'm saying is that absent a state, exchanges would likely still exist because that's one of the pricing mechanisms that we use. That's a part of how some markets arrive at pricing, and that's one of the big things. Prices are signals, and for me to see what's going on a particular exchange, that gives me information I would not have access to easily otherwise.
But regardless, the market did fail here. And so there's two issues with that. And one is, yeah, so if you do business with somebody, you're taking the risk. If you hand somebody, and no individual person, as far as I know, handed him $1 million.
Right.
But if you hand your money to somebody, that's who you're dealing with. You're not dealing with some fictitious mystical being that has the power to just reset all your codes at will. You're dealing with an individual, and so if he dies, you have a claim against a dead man.
Right.
That's not worth a whole lot.
Right.
So that's who your claim's against. Your claim's against the dead guy. But then as far as, yeah, that was a market failure, the claim about capitalism or free markets or whatever you want to call it is not the market will never fail and it has a 100% success rate at doing everything at all times. The claim is everything else sucks so much worse that this is the best system we can come up with as human beings.
Right.
The claim is not a claim of infallibility.
Well, that's right. And I get so tired of, and we're a mostly libertarian show. In your utopian libertarian society, it's like, hold, stop right there.
Yeah.
No. Who said this is going to be utopian? There's going to be a lot of aspects that I think that would annoy a lot of libertarians. But the point is we have to just say, I got to take the good with the bad. There are so many advantages outside of these few instances that we've identified that Yep, and we're going to go back to your calls. Jim from Scottsdale, Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Jim from Scottsdale. Going once.
Yeah, Robert, how are you?
Hi, Robert.
I'm doing pretty good.
This call's about you. One of my least favorite political buzzwords is
blowback. Thank you for your call. I recognize that. That's James from Arizona.
But I wanted to rip him a new one.
I know you did, but I think he's been banned again.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the thing. If you do get banned from Free Talk Live, we just don't ban people.
I don't know. If anyone out there heard that the time when they put on Dave from New York. And James there on the same time. It's basically that's what I would be going for. But
well, sorry about that, James. You've been a bad boy. You've been banned. I don't know how many times for calling in, which is really disappointing because I used to actually enjoy James' calls because he would always attack the same thing. I always defend it the same way. But it seemed like sort of a stalemate. He was not open to hearing my side of things, and I certainly wasn't. Open to his. But this idea that exchanges wouldn't exist, I think they would.
I can be wrong about some of my predictions, and a lot of people, every single person is probably wrong about some of their predictions. I'm open to that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Except for me.
That's fine. But then the other thing is, we're kind of used to being able to rely on this kind of silly, okay, well, if something happens wrong, if something wrong happens in my stock exchange, I don't have to worry about the stability of the company because I'm covered. And that's kind of what we're used to. So if that wasn't the standard, people would maybe look into it more and say, okay, well, can I trust this crypto exchange or not? Because it wouldn't be the standard in their head of, I can just give it to an exchange and that's a safe thing to do.
Right. So they see protection on the exchange side. They trust that the Dow Jones is being managed by, you know, whoever it is, or the New York Stock Exchange. But they also look at all the safety nets, quote-unquote safety nets, that are supposed to be provided by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
And I've had issues with that with stock exchanges, where they just kind of did a unauthorized liquidation and were like, yep, we can, screw you.
Right. And a lot of that points to the inefficiency of, this is one thing that gets discussed a lot in crypto circles, is there a better way to perform stocks? Is it better if we were to tokenize stock certificates so we didn't have to just trust the same four or five clearinghouses globally to keep track of who has what stocks? Because it's doesn't work, it's inaccurate. Dole Pineapple, Dole Foods, Dole Fruit, whatever it's called, did an audit and they found that something like they had 17% more stock certificates in circulation than the company had ever issued. Because, if you think about it, you know, stock A is sold to broker A, who then passes it to broker B, but it recalls 5% of the stocks, and broker D sells it to broker E. They just lose track of it. It just doesn't work. But that's all the time we have. You can find us every night on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call tomorrow night. We look forward to your calls.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.